You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat
those new EDM artists.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
I feel like Laurel would be more of a country artist.
But man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. Man, you're going down. You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no. Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, brought to you by our fantastic friends at Cumberland Farm. Stop in there, grab yourself a delicious coffee this morning. Like 99 cents, any size.
Duh. We had a Cumbies.
We do. It'll be here Friday. Megan's from Wakefield. Good morning, Megan.
Good morning.
And Megan is a kindergarten teacher.
You are doing God's work.
Yes, I love it.
Those kids are in perpetual motion, aren't they?
It's a lot to handle in a day.
How long have you been teaching now?
This is my third year out of college.
Wow.
All right, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
Megan, is your last name Markle?
No.
Okay, not. Just curious. Kennedy's got 2,111 wins, only 197 losses. You get more right than Kennedy, you win. She has stepped into that soundproof booth. She can't hear anything that's happening. Again, if you tie her, that is a loss for you. Question number one. Sheldon and Amy's wedding on the 11th season finale of The Big Bang Theory attracted over 15 million viewers to earn the top spot in the weekly weekly ratings. On the episode, Star Wars actor Mark Hamill officiated the wedding. What is his character's name in Star Wars?
I have no idea.
Question number two. How do you pronounce this guy's last name, Salt? Do you know?
Baranta? I don't know what question.
I'm sorry. David
Boreanaz.
Boreanaz, is that it?
Boreanaz.
David Boreanaz is 49 today. He's most recently known for his role on Bones, but to a lot of people, he'll always be the hunky vampire from Buffy and Angel. What was his name on those shows?
Oh, I don't know.
Question number three. 32 years ago today, Top Gun was released. What branch of service was Maverick Goose and the boys a part of in that film?
The Air Force.
Question number four. Pauly Perrette claims she left her longtime NCIS role after multiple physical assaults and that there is a very rich, very powerful publicity machine attempting to keep her quiet and feed false info to the people. How many different NCIS series are currently airing?
I'm going to guess six.
Question number five. On this date in 1965, SpaghettiOs were first sold. What company makes SpaghettiOs?
Chef Boyardee.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Do you remember like last year when we did an entire week, you and I kept wanting to play that song?
Yes.
And we got yelled at by Mulaney.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I think you were out or on vacation or something.
Yeah, that might have been a couple years ago.
Yeah
we got in
or
trouble.
Just kept playing Danger Zone and getting in trouble.
Danger Zone! It's nothing better.
You didn't know I had that in me, did you, Annie?
Danger Zone!
That was crazy.
Any callback to Archer wins every single time.
Kennedy, yeah. Megan got 0 out of 5 correct.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. She pulled a Mel.
Mel.
Mel, 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 Mel,
Mel.
Mel.
Don't encourage the Mel songs. We all hate it.
Kennedy, Sheldon, and Amy's wedding on the 11th season finale. The Big Bang Theory attracted over 15 million viewers, making it number one for the week. On the episode, Star Wars actor Mark Hamill officiated the wedding. Kennedy, who is his character in Star Wars?
Luke Skywalker.
Luke Skywalker is correct.
And we win.
Do we have to continue?
Actually, she already won because if she got a Mel, too.
That's right. 1-0, question number two. Kennedy, so David Boreanaz is 49 today. He most recently is known for his role on Bones, but to a lot of people, he'll always be the hunky vampire from Buffy and Angel. What was his name on those shows?
On which shows?
Buffy and Angel. Apparently he had the same name.
He was the same character.
Same character. Okay, thank you, Dan. Didn't watch either, so.
I did. Isn't his name Angel?
There you go.
That was 2-0 question.
I thought you were trying to trick me because it was so easy. I didn't understand.
Technically his name's Angelus, but then it was Angel.
I understand
if he was evil
all of
or
that. Yes,
good
I know.
Or
right,
question number three. 32 years ago today, Top Gun was released. Which branch of the service was Maverick Goose and the boys a part of in the film?
The Navy.
They were in the Navy. 3-0. Question number 4. Polly Parekh claims she left her longtime NCIS role after multiple physical assaults, and that there's a very rich, very powerful publicity machine attempting to keep her quiet. Kennedy, how many different NCIS series are currently airing?
Okay, there's the regular one. There's the Los Angeles one. There's the New Orleans one. It's 3.
Good job.
Thank you. I was inverted.
Question number 5. It is 4-0. On this date in 1965, SpaghettiOs were first sold. Grew up on those, by the way. Which company makes SpaghettiOs?
Chef Boyardee? Who is it?
Campbell's, apparently.
They do?
Campbell's. That's what my notes say here.
What am I thinking of? Like beefaroni or something?
Yes. 4-0 is the final score. Nice job, Kennedy.
Thank y'all.
Megan?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Mel?
No.
You got yourself a pair of passes into the Walk the Moon Mixed Lounge. It's happening in June at Splitsville and Howl at the Moon at Patriot Place, the luxury bowling alley and live entertainment venue that rolls in and rocks out. The Mixed Lounge, of course, presented by Arbella Insurance. So you enjoy those tickets. We will see you there for that, okay?
Thank you.
All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Megan from Wakefield, and I can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.